It's the Grow Great Daily Brief number 227 for Thursday, June the 13th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Glad that you are here. The website is growgreat.com. Let's talk about the value of people who know something you don't. Listening is learning. Choosing to learn is vastly superior to choosing to be the smartest person in every room you enter. It's born of our curiosity. So the question is, how curious are you to learn to understand things that you don't yet know or understand? If you're like me, you have stumbled down the rabbit hole more times than you can probably count to learn something that you suddenly, for whatever reason, it jumped onto your radar. And it's almost as if you've been transfixed into some other dimension, this world that you didn't even know existed. I've done it in the past few years in subjects as crazy as neuroscience and trying to figure out brain chemistry, particularly as it relates to people who may suffer some mental illness, people who suffer addictions. And it's this whole world that is not a world that I live in or a world that I grew up in. If you're super curious, this happens to you very often. It happens often enough for me to make me realize that my experiences, my knowledge, my insights, they are tremendously narrow. And narrow doesn't mean that they're useless. It just means they're limited. When I was a high school kid, I got a job selling stereo equipment. I'd never done this before. I knew plenty about the equipment. I knew plenty about what constituted a good system. But I hadn't really sold stuff before. And I had never worked in a retail store before. But I was brought up to be polite. I knew how to interact with people. I said please and thank you and sir and ma'am. But there was still an awful lot that I did not know. Now imagine teenaged me trying to figure all that out on my own with no help from anybody. Remove the people who showed me the ropes. Remove the people that showed you the ropes. Remove the people who taught us in school, who taught us at home, who taught us on the job. Just, you know, magically remove those people from your life and imagine what your life would be like. I mean, talk about living in a matrix. Having to figure everything out without relying on anybody who knows something you don't? What a royal pain that would be. And think about how long everything would take to figure out, even basic things. I can't imagine life without YouTube. I can't imagine life without YouTube videos that show us how to do all sorts of things. We learn home repair, car repair, how to play musical instruments, how to speak a foreign language, all thanks to complete strangers who are willing to put up videos on YouTube. Then why are CEOs, executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs sometimes resistant to actively seek insights and knowledge from others, especially in areas where they think they've already got a pretty good grasp of the subject? I mean, come on, it's easy to listen to other people when we realize that we are way outside our lane of expertise. Take me in neuroscience. I remember being quite young and negotiating my very first commercial lease. I was young, but I wasn't stupid, and so I hired an attorney who specialized in commercial real estate. Absolutely worth his weight in gold. I mean, when you're operating retail companies and you're smart, and at the time I was both, well, maybe I still am smart. I'm not sure about that. I'm not in retail anymore. But when you are, good real estate attorneys can be among your favorite people. Well, it's easy to do that when you realize, I have no clue about this. But what about when you're not so clueless? Or what about when you don't think you're clueless? Regularly, I will have conversations about curiosity, and it goes something like this. Me, well, what would you most like to protect yourself from? And the CEO will say, blind spots. I'm fearful of what I may not be seeing. Me, well, what are you currently doing to protect yourself? CEO, well, I'm not quite sure what to do about it. I've got grandkids. The youngest this summer, he'll be 4. The oldest, he'll be 12. Every single one of these kids knows the answer. And I'm working really hard to contribute as their grandfather to help them maintain the quality that they naturally have to protect themselves from blind spots. Questions. These kids ask tons and tons of questions. Curiosity. I would tell you that they are obnoxiously curious. Fearless. They're not bashful. They're not bashful to ask any question. because their quest is to know, and that trumps any fears that they might have to appear foolish. In fact, truth is, except for the two older grandkids, both sons, about 10 and 12, respectively, brothers, this has not even crossed their mind as kids. They don't even give consideration to the fact that, you know, this question might make me look stupid. It's funny how the older kids grow more intimidated by that, and the younger ones not so much. I don't think that's a positive thing. I think we are better off to embrace the really young kids and just not worry about it. This week, the two oldest grandsons, that 10 and nearly 12-year-old, they've been attending football camp at a nearby high school. And this is conducted by the high school football coaches at that high school. It's about 2 hours every morning. They were excited to go, and here we are late in the week. They've been going all this week, and they're still excited. You know why? In large part because these coaches know way more than they do. And they know it. They expect it. I mean, it's why they're attending the camp. They want to learn. They want to understand. They want to grow as far as playing football goes. CEOs and leaders can lose their way for a variety of reasons. We are number one in authority. We're the decision maker. We're the people that other people look to for the answers and the decisions. And so the ego can fuel us to incorrectly think that that means that people expect us to be infallible. And we lose our fearlessness, that fearlessness that every child has to admit, I don't know, and then ask. Formal instruction, well, that's easy. I mean, it's one reason why workshops, seminars, and conferences can be more palatable. But too frequently, they're way less profitable. Why? Because we are passively sitting there absorbing new information that doesn't mean we're going to use it. In fact, most of the time we don't use it. New information doesn't very often end up being incorporated into our lives. It's why our habits largely remain our habits. Formal instruction puts us in the company of others, and so that can make us feel better as well. I mean, see, look around. There's all these other people who are here to learn this too, so it's not just me. Now, I'm not saying that these are not profitable forums. I think they are, and they're often very appropriate, but tell me about a workshop. Tell me about a seminar. Tell me about a conference that you attended that changed your life because of the instruction you got. I'm not talking about the connections you may have made out in the hallway. Most aren't transformational. Transformational happens at a much more personal level, usually a much safer, more confidential setting. And that's especially true of CEOs and top-level leaders or entrepreneurs. Executive and leadership coaching, that exists to address this problem. Peer groups exist to address this problem. But what can you do today, right now, to get this thing headed in a more positive direction? Well, let me give you some steps. Step one, let's start with your direct reports, the people with whom you have an established relationship. Make time to sit down with each one of them one-on-one and find out what they may know better or more than you. Now, remove all anxiety by asking them to meet with you for up to 30 minutes, just the two of you, because you want to get their feedback. I mean, don't blindside them. At the beginning of the meeting, tell them your goal. Your goal is to help them find more productive ways to contribute. And your hope is that in this conversation that you can find out more about their experience, their insights, their expertise. That's the goal, to help them contribute more and to help them feel better about their contribution. It can take the form of all kinds of questions. One could be, what don't I know about your knowledge and your know-how? What is it that you deep down, you know that you know quite a bit about, but you're not real certain that I'm aware of it? What would that be? What do you know a lot about? See where this conversation goes. Be curious. Be interested. Listen. Step two, during the conversation with direct reports, think of what you're hearing and think of how this newfound knowledge that you're receiving from them might help the company with some existing problems. Ask them how you may be able to help them leverage this know-how, this experience, this insight more and better. Step three, after you've met with each direct report, now assemble them together in the same room, a group meeting. Allow an hour. Set an agenda. The agenda could look something like this. 8:30 a.m., opening remarks. The purpose of the meeting is to find out what hidden knowledge and expertise we may be neglecting to leverage. Why? Well, so we can better leverage it. 840, sharing the insights that I gained in my one-on-one meetings with each one of you. 9 a.m., roundtable discussion to share which insights might be most useful to help us address our current constraints and opportunities. 9:25, wrap up, concluding thoughts, go around the room. 9:30, meeting ends. Now, along the way in this meeting, facilitate good questions. One big objective of this meeting is to ready the group to lean more on their collective abilities and knowledge. The signal that you're sending is that you value their insights, their experiences, and their knowledge, and by transformation, you want them to value that too. Do not make this about you. This is about them. Step 4, keep repeating this process. Do it as often as possible, especially that group meeting with your direct reports. Do not make this a one-and-done deal, because if you do, nothing's going to change. The quicker we realize that everybody matters and that everybody has a contribution to make, the better we all become. Harry S. Truman said, "It is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit." He was right. The ego that drives us to forsake our curiosity and our ability to value what other people think and feel, it robs us of growth. So today, commit yourself. No more. It stops today. Starting right now, leverage more fully the power of others by finding out what they know that you don't, or what they may know more or better than you. See how much further. See how much faster you can go. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.